July 19, 2021. It's a Watt from Pedro show. Pedro Show, happy Monday. Start off with John Coltrane with Miles Davis doing Fran Dance live. And then Super Body with Unusual. Not Man Alone because of those engineers in Estonia with their Skype and software invention. I want to say welcome aboard, Caleb Dills. That pronounced right?
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Okay.
That is pronounced correctly.
Okay. Because I don't want you deserve respect. I don't want to fuck up your name. we got to thank for the Connect Brutal Sound Effects crew. Is that right?
Believe Evan Lipson.
That's it. Face man. Now I think a Knoxville. I think a Knoxville resident. My memory is sometimes really bad, Caleb.
There.
Yeah. In fact, Mike Begetta just helped him move, like a big sweaty truckload of labor. But anyway, let's get into your thank you, Brother Evan, for the connect, though. But I have had a lot of brutal sound effects people lately. So I'm just grateful for everybody because my musical thing has been widened so much by all the great connects that have been made. Caleb, bring your earliest musical memory, please.
Man, most of my early musical memories, at my house, it was kind of like the Quiet Riot music video thing, right? So anytime I played music, my parents hated it. So I guess earliest music memory is my father, telling me to turn the guitar down probably when I was like 12.
Ah, so you're playing guitar at 12.
Yeah.
How'd that happen, Caleb?
About that age.
How'd that happen?
Man, I liked music at an early, got into, I guess, Nirvana and that type of stuff because of my age. But just saw those guys, wanted to play guitar, and that's where we're at.
Okay, the pad you grew up in, was there musical instruments before that guitar came?
No. My family is a non-music family.
Not even listeners?
No, not really. Other than like...
So it isn't like a kind of music, it's just music in general?
Yeah, they're not really music fans for the most part.
Okay, okay.
Pretty boring.
But it's trippy where we all come from to get where we are now. That's why I like discuss it with people, because it seems there's a million different ways to do music, and where you come from. So
I think I just wanted to piss my parents off.
Okay, that's good. I think that's cool. What was the first record you bought with your own money?
Oh, man, it was Modest Mouse's Good News for People Who Love Bad News.
Okay. I remember that title.
That was the first.
Okay, and the first gig you saw?
Man, I went to a local venue here, and it was a shitty punk band from Philadelphia called Bed Nerick. I don't know if they still exist, but saw a lot of really bad punk bands.
Okay. Okay.
And I mean bad in the best way possible.
Well, yeah, the way I use it, you know, because, right, I'm born in 1957, so it's like the Jim Brown, right? Good, bad, bad, good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm bad. I'm super. In fact, I think he had a song called I'm Super Bad.
Super bad.
Yeah, let me ask you, at school, were you in the choir, the marching band, or shit like that?
Man, I haven't thought about this in a while. When I was in middle school, I tried to play saxophone, and man, yeah, I'm really digging into my family here, but I pissed off my parents, and they sold my saxophone.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
God,
so there's some trauma for you.
Yeah, a little drama, a little trauma. I mean, the whole...
Yeah. I still can't play saxophone either. So.
Yeah, but you did some of that. And the school had a program.
Bit. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, and you got that guitar. Was it electric or acoustic?
Man, the first guitar I had was a like one of those shitty like Starcasters, right? and then I had a 15-watt like Gorilla practice amp.
Ah, I had a Gorilla bass practice amp once, $5 from a pawn shop.
I want another one. I would actually want another one. I might need to pick one up. They're pretty. The ones that's like bad in a good way too.
Okay. Now, you know, not after school, like graduate, but after school in the afternoon, did you do the garage band, basement band, bedroom band thing?
Yeah, man. Nothing. Thankfully, none of it's recorded. yeah, I tried multiple times. You know, just playing with friends, just standard punk music, I guess, for the most part. Just a bunch of Ramones ripoff type stuff.
It was original, but real derivative, you mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Pure derivative.
Okay. Well, shit, me and D. Boone, all we did was copy songs. We didn't know anybody who wrote their own songs when we were teenagers. Not till Movement.
Same.
You know. Yeah, you know, humans go through phases, trends, and shit like that. We were in a bad end of the cycle. But in a way...
What type of stuff...
Well, when I met D. Boone, the only rock and roll band he knew of was Creedence. That's why I ended up wearing the flannels, because I couldn't figure out the bass lines when his ma wanted me to be a bass player. So I thought if I wore the singer's shirts, he would still like me. We were 12. Anyway, back to you. So were these practice bands, or did they ever do gigs? I think we lost him.
Sorry about that.
He's back. He's
yeah,
back.
I'm back, round two. Locally, I played shows. We had a venue in Dalton called B Venue, and just like a only, you know, like a $5 cover type place, all ages venue. And I played shows there a couple of times.
Like your first gigs ever?
Yeah, first ones ever.
Can you remember your first gig, Caleb?
Yeah, it was to like two people. Right? Like the sound.
Yeah, we call those character builders.
I've had a lot of character building. Got a nice patina.
Okay. And what was the band called?
Man, the first one I ever did was called The Local 666. Pretty good, right?
Yeah. And was there success? Were both people happy? No, it was a failure. Okay.
No, failure, man.
Okay. Well, like they bailed? The two people bailed?
Yeah, pretty bad stuff, man.
Okay. Well, you got to start somewhere, right? Jesus, got to get wet to learn how to swim, I hear. And so you got wet. Okay. What about recording?
Recording-wise, and I wish I still had some of this stuff, I had a Tascam Porta Studio MK, like the big gray four-track cassette recorder.
Oh, yeah.
And I would record stuff. That's how I ended up getting into the Super Body thing, I guess, is I would loop things and play by myself on that a lot. I guess I was probably 15, 16.
You're talking about a one-man band.
Yeah.
Yeah, in some ways more efficient, huh?
Yeah, and you don't have to deal with other people's shit. That's good, right?
Good point. Great point. And so, you mean in a way this four-track becomes like an instrument or a bandmate?
Oh, yeah, man. The studio to me is, that's my favorite instrument. It's crazy, man. Those four tracks used to be worthless, and now, you know, those are going for, like, almost a grand now.
Oh, yeah, I know, I know.
It's insane.
I know.
And they sound like shit, but in the best way possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, humans and gear fetish, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like the, I don't know, like if you looked at a pocket knife and you're going to whittle, right? So the art is in the pocket knife. What you're going to whittle with it, but we get caught up in just the pocket knife part.
Yeah, man, it's all about the utility of it, and it is kind of, it's like a pocket knife that cost a whole lot of fucking money.
Good point. Look, you gave me mostly Super Body stuff. I want to play Hands Up.
seats. Yeah, this is the start. I'm not going to start at the beginning. I'm going to start somewhere in the thick of it all. We're all about breaking the rules.
Pedro show that chunk of music started off with Superbody doing Hands Up. Which is, there was a great song from that cat, Roy Gallagher, called Hands Up. I saw them blow away Jeff O'Toole in the early 70s, middle 70s. After that, Obama's Prenum with Is This the Start of It All? They just gave me a new collection of their stuff from their archive. Thousands of tunes. Bob Bucko after that, Bob Bucko Jr., Glued On. Then Chat Pile with Roots, Bloody Roots. That's brand new. Parallel System, System 27, Rambutan Proj. This is with Russ. Waterhouse, Mary Staubitz, Walker Martin, Rob Foreman, Mike Griffin, Auntie Tovey, and Eric Hardiman. A lot of cats. Wharton Tears. Political CB from his new album. Great cat, Wharton Tears. Drummer man, studio man. Calibos. Calibos? Calibos? I got to see how to pronounce that. Out of Irvin, Texas, right? Cocobolo Noonchucks. It's a title. The co-ed with Future Days, Invuce, El Poder, Telurico, and then finally, Superbody with Patricia. Okay, so I want to get this straight. The stuff that leads up to Superbody, so you're not 15, you're still doing these guitar bands, like the Local 66 and stuff. Caleb? Oh, I lost him again.
Man, am I coming through all right?
Now you are.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, man, I played in just local punk bands, recorded my own stuff, and leading up to Superbody, I guess the most successful punk band I was in, it was a band called Top Bunk.
It's a great name.
Yeah, and I played, I didn't write any of that. I was just recording. Recruited as a bassist for touring.
Oh, bass! How did you get on bass?
For that. Man, I am a okay bassist. I'm not great. That is not my main instrument at all.
Yeah, but how'd you get into it? Did you go over from guitar? Or?
Yeah, well, I guess recording on your own.
You got to learn how to play everything. Yeah,
I always liked bass, so you had to have a good bass line.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Lacking. Yeah.
I'm a little prejudiced that way towards bass. Yeah. What was your first bass? Can I ask you?
Yeah, it's a funny bass to have. My older brother was really into, like, Blink 182 and had one of the, like, signature Mark Hoppus Fender basses.
Okay.
So he bought that to try to play music and kind of gave up on it. And just had that laying around the house. So that was the bass that I used.
Ah, you still got it?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of amp?
Still laying around. For that, I was using an Ampeg when I toured. But at the house, actually, once again, just had like a shitty practice amp. Yeah, 15 watt.
You say it's just laying around, but do you ever compose with it?
The bass, yeah, I still do.
Well, no, a lot of people don't compose on bass, but when you said the song's got to have a good bass line, I'm wondering, sometimes does the bass part come first for you?
Yeah, man. Anytime I'm doing a track, the first thing is drums and bass for the type of music I normally do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the Super Body stuff's dance-based music, so you know the bass is essential.
Absolutely. And tell me the story, Super Body.
Well, the band Top Bunk, which was this punk band. It was me and this other cat, Greg McCurry, and he was the one who was a songwriter in that, recruited me, and then we were doing that, looking around at punk bands, and then we got really fucking sick of jaded of punk musicians, right? Okay. Being like on that circuit, we just got really jaded and decided we were just going to go home and record and try to make dance music, you know, as opposed to straightforward slop, like, you know, we were doing sloppy punk band stuff. You know, we had to tighten up. So
yeah, it seemed like, because you probably weren't aware of 70s punk, except maybe some records probably. And there was a lot of variety. Not everything was just trying to play fast guitar music.
Yeah.
But then I could see how it got kind of same old, right? It became a genre, right?
Yeah, well, it gets, when you look at the 70s punk bands, man, there's that variety, and I guess with younger people looking back, they miss certain parts of it, right? Like, not every band was just a sloppy punk. You know, you had very tight bass. You know, there's a lot of punk bands that are bass-driven.
Right.
And out a lot.
Well, some of them, like the pop group, were total funk bands.
Man, but, see, I love the
Oops, we lost you again.
Hey. The pop group's incredible, man.
Yeah, they are a huge influence on Minuteman. And then as far as maybe not so funky, but really tight for little parts, we got that idea from Wire. So two England bands had a huge... And you know, the cartoon version of what people call punk, they might not call them punk bands.
Yeah, and then as I've gotten older, you know, those are my favorite ones to go back to. Like, I listen to Wire more often than and going back, which, I mean, there's still great stuff and, you know, Black Flag and hardcore stuff. But, man, it's just some of the, I just like the more danceable stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So you and your buddy, you want to, get off the tour circuit and start recording some dance music.
Yeah. And, you know, beforehand, we would go, you know, we weren't self-producing it. You know, we were going in, playing your songs, recording them instead of sitting down and trying to record, you know, yourself.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
What, you know, once you're doing it yourself and you're not having to pay for time, you can do whatever the fuck you want, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's one good thing about the technology thing.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's breathing down your neck, and yeah, the clock ain't running, and yeah. I remember Minutemen recordings. They were basically gigs in front of microphones.
Insane.
Yeah, because, you know, just have drive up to Hollywood, all that shit. Yeah, absolutely. We Jammy Connell was not just a slogan. It's a fucking way of life. So, what was the first Super Body song you guys wrote?
The first one we wrote was called Call Me That, which I believe was one that I sent you. But
yes, we're going to play it next hour.
Yeah, that is the first one
we
recorded.
First one recorded, but also wrote?
It's funny, like, yeah, first wrote, well, the way we would do it, man, was we would write it as we recorded, because it's just, you know, it's us two trying to do every instrument, so we would create these loops and instrumentals and then create the vocals on top. So, first one wrote and recorded.
Wow. Trippy process. I mean, everybody's got their own way, and I'm really interested, and that's why I try to get people. I mean, you know, some people say, why do you want me to talk about the music, Watt? That's why we made the music.
Yeah,
but I think the whole thing is very interesting, and everybody's individual takes on the stuff.
Yeah, well, for us, it was, honestly, we had, played a bunch of shows, and then decided, you know, we're just going to make music, put it on the internet, and if people want it, we did it backwards. You know, we didn't go play shows first. We recorded these songs, and then if anybody wants to hear it, they'll book us.
And okay.
So we did it opposite.
Right, right. We put out records basically to get gigs. I think there was a lot of backward stuff with the movement, because it seems the other way is like only for, it gets kind of elitist, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. And that we just were jaded on a lot of the DIY touring stuff, and we decided if people want us to play, they'll ask and we'll come. You know?
Okay,
but
yeah.
Not,
well, I think that's very considerate of the listeners and gig-goers.
Yeah.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour, July 19th, 2021, Dish Watt Pedro Show. Special guest, Caleb Dills. Hold tight for hour two. July 19th, 2021, second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
We got it. the station, don't be late. I need to spend some money and it just won't wait. Take me to the dance and hold me tight. I wanna see the bright lights tonight. There's crazy people running all over town. There's a silver band just marching up and down. And the big boys are all spoiling for a fight. I wanna see the bright lights tonight. So meet me at the station, don't be late. I need to spend some money and it just won't wait. Take me to the dance and hold me tight. I want to see the bright lights tonight. A couple of drunken nights rolling on the floor. It's just the kind of mess I'm looking for. I'm gonna dream till Monday comes inside. I wanna see the bright lights tonight. So meet me at the station, don't be late. I need to spend some money and it just won't wait. Take me to the dance and hold me tight. I wanna see the bright lights tonight. Woo! Don't be late. I need to spend some money and it just won't wait. Take me to the dance and hold me tight. I wanna see the bright light tonight. So take me to the dance and hold me tight. I wanna see the bright light tonight.
Bright Lights, Big City.
The country is the one, has the best of them all. Hope you live in great, don't you just blow. The country is the queen, and he's the king of the clowns. Hope you live in the hit, you'll never be alone. We'll be right back.
feel like I've been here before. Is it something that I can do? I gotta make it up to you. Let me knock down that door.
Pedro show started off the second hour with Dishes from Superbody. Then I want to see the bright lights tonight. Ben Salter featuring Van Walker. That's out of Tasmania. Sam Locke Ward featuring Todd Bowser. Take some comfort in the flood. From Iowa City. And then finally Superbody with Stupid, Stupid, Stupid. So... yeah, these titles, when Superbody writes, are the titles last or first?
I guess titles come last. Well, actually, funny you bring that up. Stupid, Stupid, Stupid is the only one that is the opposite, because we just wanted to name a song that and then wrote a song around that idea, but everything else after.
Okay. I asked that because I always have to start with the title. Like, hardly anybody I ask does it that way. I'm always backwards, yeah.
Well, yeah. I think that's a good way because just we thought how funny it'd be to name a song Stupid, Stupid, Stupid. And then one of the songs we played earlier, Patricia, we had the idea of writing a love song to a girl's name who, you know, kind of an ugly girl's name, right?
Right. Well, Pat could be a lot. Oh, robocall, bastards! I shouldn't have looked. I didn't want it ringing. That's why. So, hey, well, Pat could be ambiguous, right? If you don't put the Trisha part on it, yeah. So.
Well, it's always good to write songs around someone's name, because then you leave the opportunity open. Like, that could be a girl named Patricia. Like, that could be her only love song, right? She's going to love that.
Sure, sure. And speaking of words, do you have a reservoir, or do you write to order?
Kind of depends. I mean, I guess get some lines that you hear in conversation or you think of and you have in the back burner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sometimes the words just come. As you're writing, you know?
Right, but well, some cats, they keep a notebook or some shit, right?
Yeah, I'm not organized enough to be able to do that.
Okay. I usually write to order. Like, okay, that's why I need the title first. If I got the title, it gives me a focus, you know, or anchor point. Maybe it's because I compose mostly on the bass. I don't know, but
yeah.
That's why I need a focus thing. And, yeah, I don't have notebooks full of poems and or lyrics, or potential lyrics, but
I've always wanted to work with somebody who's like that. So, if you're listening, hit me up.
Yeah.
if you got journals, and it's good shit, let me know.
Yeah, and what about the rhyming part? Is that important?
Really, what's the most important? Other than rhyming, which is going to sound kind of, a lot of the times when writing any of these songs, we kind of go off this weird syllable count type thing where You know, like Scatman John? Are you familiar with that guy?
Yeah.
Like, all the Superbody stuff, me and Greg would sit there, the other cat that I was playing with, and we'd have the music going and then try to kind of like sing scat over it with nonsensical words, right? And then slowly those become real words. You get one word that's good, and then you ride off of that word.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, one thing, there's kind of a process. It kind of, by it's the beat of the music, right? So you get the phrasing going. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Instead of the other way around, just trying to force words over the music, right? It's almost like you're figuring out the landscape by traveling on it.
Yeah, it also, once again, this helps so much, be like you're recording yourself, because, you know, we could just sit there for hours letting it loop, you know?
Just let
it loop and keep going, and then you find one good part, thanks to digital technology, you can go, wait, that's good.
Right.
Put that here, let's.
Yeah, isn't that trippy? That's something about way different than the old days. You didn't have, like, this graphic analog or this parallel universe where you could treat music like they're objects, like you're painting. Yeah, that's really trippy. I mean, I still use it to mainly like tape recorder, but especially with the editing. Yeah, it's whole. I want to play. You said the first song you guys wrote and recorded was "Call Me That."
Yes, sir.
Let's play it.
Into the early 2000s. I'm not afraid to die. Keep me around. I miss you already.
Watford Pedro Show started off that chunk of music with the first Superbody song ever, people, recorded and written. Call me that. Whatever. that's a great title, too. And Sophie Palais after that, 2001, DK, not Dead Kennedys, people, but a cat over in Holland calls himself DK. Full Consciousness. The Haves Are Once Again Together from Variant. That's brand new. I think that's from the Ukraine. Lunar Rover, Quarantine Version from the Ophelias. Kiwi Jr., Give Me More. Yeah, don't. Yeah, I put those next to each other for some irony, people. I don't really want more. Trapper Shoop with Solo Quarantine. Yeah, what's the other way? I guess there's group ones. Herds. Psalm 96:12. Now, this is different. This is Healing Arts Center. Spelled England way. Enlighten us, Caleb.
That is relatively new. I started working on, this is like complete opposite of Superbody. This is not pop, you know, that was pop-based music. This is more aesthetic-based stuff. Trying to start a cult here, and Healing Arts Center is the name of a New Age center in Athens, Georgia. Kind of weird and culty place, so I started trying to think of
College Town, right? Bulldogs.
Yeah, Georgia Bulldogs. Man. That's my alma mater.
I was, you know, the other big school is Yellow Jackets, right? Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, I guess they have the big football game, and these guys had banners that said "Piss on them dogs." So anyway. Okay, so it's named after a New Agey cult place. Okay,
yeah.
So this proj, but let's go back to that Superbody proj because or band collab, because you were saying off air something about recording, writing this first song. It was a big dealio.
Yeah, man, we wrote the song, and then we heard it, you know, while we were working on it. We're like, what the fuck is this, you know? Kind of like we're onto a new sound, and it made us want to. We're like, okay, this is what the band's gonna sound like. We're gonna build our band around this song, right? Like,
yeah.
It sounds like this.
It's like the project got its own persona.
Yeah, well, we didn't know what the fuck we were even gonna sound like in the first place,
right?
And we both came from punk backgrounds, and then we started working on that. And we're like, this sounds weird. You know,
were you aware of stuff like Throbbing Gristle?
Oh man, I love Throbbing
Gristle. Okay, because that's 70s punk.
Yeah, man. No, there's like, you know, in retro, Superbody got compared to Squeeze a lot, and I was unaware of Squeeze, and then I got turned on to that because somebody was like, hey, you guys sound like Squeeze. But we weren't going into like trying to make a certain sound when we were doing that. We were just kind of jamming.
Right, and organically trying to find your voice, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it seems like music kind of got in a dead rut. So, yeah, I've done the same kind of things. Just put yourself in a freaky, let the freak flag fly and see what, you know, turns up.
Yeah, man. And it was very glad that happened. If we could have came across a different sound that maybe I wouldn't have liked it, right?
Right. Of course. And that's one of the things about being self-sufficient, right? You can make them decisions and they matter. If you're in somebody else's, like, clown car ride, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, man. And then the first record that we made, which that song is on, it's like a... We were recording that on the Tascam, and we had this process of use like the cassette recorder, and we had a process of bouncing certain tracks out of the computer into tape, and it was all this weird shit, man, that just because we didn't know what the fuck we were doing, you know, like we didn't know what we were really doing, and it ended up sounding cool, right?
Yeah, that but that's a bitching thing when that happens.
Oh, it's amazing.
You know, right? You, what's it called? The law of unintended consequences? It's not always negative.
No, man. That's what keeps me. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning.
Beautiful, Caleb. We're at the end of the second hour, July 19th, 2021. Dish Watt Peter, your special guest, Caleb Dills. Hold tight for hour three. July 19, 2021, it's the third hour of Watt for Pedro Show.
If you want love, talk to you. The news wins will be for you too. Yeah.
For Pedro Show, we start off the third hour with Wings for Two from Superbody, then Viking out of Netherlands, I Took Your Name, a Mold Omen, brand new. Well, it ain't brand new. It's they released some stuff they put out on other labels. These guys are out of Baltimore, and I'm a big fan. Egg in 1505, and then Pharmacoustic, I'm guessing. With a tune called Freight, and this is off a great compilation, Building a Better Reality, Brett Gutzeit, I'm out of Milwaukee, put this out, and all kinds of bands, and I just did a collaboration with him. I gave him some bass, and put to robot drums that were pretty fucking rocking. Some of these drum things now ain't going to replace a good human, but some trippy shit. And then here's another thing you gave me, Caleb, that ain't Superbody. Taurus Interconnect and a tune called Fluid Animation. Enlighten us, please.
This is another thing, just doing it on my... This is just me on my own. Actually, this will be the first appearance of this one. But I'm making synth music by myself, just unstructured. Just trying to play with sounds more than songwriting, I guess. This is just complete sound fun, right?
Yeah. Well, who was on the synth and the Superbody stuff?
That was me.
Okay. So this isn't your first stuff into synth. This is just like more developed. Yeah, that was all to Aiden Abet Dancing, right?
Yeah. I'd say now my main thing is recording and synthesizers. I record other people's shit, too. I just got really into playing with synths. I still play guitar, but just so fun, man. I mean, there's so much you can do. It's really limitless with technology now, and I can easily just sit there and stare at a fucking screen turning knobs for 8 hours and not even realize that I've done it.
So your pad is a studio, too.
Yeah, man, I got a studio set up in here.
That's great. I mean, like, even drummers?
That's the one thing I can't do.
Yeah, that's the same with me. I can do everything but drums because I'm in an apartment.
But I have a workaround with that. I work at a radio station here, and if I need drums, I have a key, so I can just go in there and track them.
Oh, bitchin'. That's a resource.
Yeah,
that is a great resource. So... how is Taurus Interconnect different than Healing Arts Center?
Well,
besides sounding a little different.
Well, man, I have all these little projects where I just post shit on the internet.
Yeah.
And I don't even attribute it to my own name. Kind of just to fuck with people.
Oh, okay. You're a little provocative. A little provocative.
Yeah, it's fun, man. That's like you can just post so much shit online. you know, that's one. There's so much shit to sift through. I don't know if people actually listen to it, but you know, it's like the Healing Arts Center stuff. Like I promote that as a cult.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's like kind of this other dimension.
Yeah, you know, it's not coming from me. It's coming from a cult.
You know what? Group, we were right? talking about Throb and Gristle, and I think after that, Genesis had something called Psychic TV that was kind of like that.
Man, I love Psychic TV.
Okay, you know.
That is my shit, yeah.
I got to meet him a couple times. Interesting person. I want to play, you gave me some Super Body to finish up. And this ain't, I remember there was a Neil Young, I had an 8-track called Harvest. And
which is a great, yeah, that's a great
album. Yeah, and you can't copyright a title anyway, so don't worry.
Thank you.
Pedro Show, last music for this edition, Super Body with Harvest, starting off that chunk. Then the Plaster Men from, I think, Ithaca, College Town, New York State. Blitzed in the Blitzkrieg. Leah P. Leah and Matt was on Saturday's show. Didn't have time to fit in this Live at Soup. And I think they were telling me they do gigs with just pedals. Like pedals feeding pedals. And interesting.
Super Body with Memories finally. And so is Super Body kind of on hold, or do you always have it at the ready?
Man, at the present, it is on hold. I moved to Athens, Georgia, and then the other cat, he relocated to Atlanta and started. I was busy getting my degree, realized I needed health insurance, so had to get health insurance so I could went to school for 2 years, kind of put that on hold, and he continued touring as a one-man band. And we even though it was just me and him, we played shows, man. We had we had like four people with us who would play live. Actually, shout out to you had him on the show, Dixon Blake Callahan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man, he played guitar for us live. Incredible musician.
Yeah, he was a great guest.
Yeah, man, really talented cat. But yeah, it kind of, who knows? Maybe something will come of it now that's completed. But the other guy.
You mean if I would have went to a Super Body gig, I would see six people up on the stage?
Oh yeah, man, we threw a party.
Okay.
It wasn't just shit coming out of a computer.
I was going to say press and the space bar and it crapped up.
Nah, that was not it, man. At first it was that. But then, our first show, it was just me and him. And then that was the beauty of it, man, is doing it in this backwards way made people want to play with us. Instead of having to try to recruit six people, all the people who wanted, who were involved, were fans of it. You know, they were like, "Oh man, you got to be able to have to be able to make these songs sound like the recordings."
Yeah.
So we were able to do it, man.
So by people volunteering, you had motivated people. It wasn't like a slave ship kind of bullshit.
No, man. We all had a good time.
Yeah, so, okay, that's on hold. And in the meantime, you're doing these little trippy things to blow people's minds.
Yeah, man. Just trying to fuck with people.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things.
But you're like in the lab, right? And
yeah, man.
There was a rapper guy like this, that Dr. Octagon, and he's got a lot of different names. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I got to check that out.
Yeah, this guy... God, why can't I think? But he'll have different personas. But it's the same guy, doing... But the personas have kind of different music that go with it. Dr. Octagon's just one of these kind of manifestations. And, yeah, why can't all kinds of music be like that, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't bring up this band, if you can call it a band. Here's a funny story. When I guess I was probably like 18 or 19... And I was part of this noise, I guess, shock rock group called John, just the name John. And what we would do is we would get on these shows, and they would expect a band to play. And the goal was to always get kicked out of the venue. And like once we, one performance, we had George Foreman grills, and like fucking six or seven George Foreman grills. And we had full frozen fish, like with eyes and everything still in them, and we just threw them. That was the performance, man. We were like burning all these fucking fish in this DIY space and reading passages from the Bible and just having like bass and guitar feedback. And yeah, man, we always got kicked out. We always succeeded.
They weren't frozen for long, right?
No, man, we blew the fucking power.
So there was an odor to it. Was there an odor to it?
Yeah, man. Oh, at least. They had to clear the place out, man.
Where can people find you on the internet? Do you have a website?
Well, I'll promote, if anybody wants to get in touch, theexilehour.angelfire.com. That's a project with Evan Lipson. That's the most active thing I'm doing.
Angel Fire sites. Those are talk about 90s, right?
Oh, man. If you go to that website, you'll get a fucking kick out of it. That's a whole thing in and of itself, man.
Well, look, man, you say you like coming up with weird music to blow minds. Send it to the Watt from Pedro show. I'll play it like crazy. That's one of my main missions and goals of having the show.
hell yeah, man. Okay. I'll be sure to send some.
Yeah, and Brother Evan, thank you so much for the connect. Caleb, it's a big honor to have you on. I want you to keep on keeping on. Safe seas, brother.
Honor to be here. See you, Mike.
Okay. People, July 19, 2021, this is Swap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.